Hello, welcome to the Yorkshire Dad of Four, the podcast. Yes, I have decided that I'm going to launch a podcast because, quite frankly, I'm not busy enough. I have a full-time job. I have four children. I have a wife. We have two dogs, two cats. We are busy. Everybody's busy. I've got a blog, got a YouTube channel. I like Instagram. I really haven't got enough time for a podcast. But here I am with a professional microphone in front of me, recording a podcast in my study. I must be absolutely crazy, but there you go. So what am I going to talk about? Well, this is kind of just a bit of an introduction to the Yorkshire Dad of Four podcast. So I haven't really got a subject matter today, other than if you head over to Instagram and you look at my Instagram and you see a photo that I posted yesterday, the 7th of August 2018. You will see a photo of a broken TV. Yes, a smashed flat screen TV. It happens up and down the country, doesn't it? It does, especially with kids. It's never happened to us. This TV we've had for 4 months. Just 4 months. The previous TV that we replaced, which frankly did still work. Admittedly, we didn't have remote control for it, but it worked. That TV we had had for 12 years. 12 whole years. And apart from breaking the remote control, the TV still worked. 4 months we had the new TV, and one of my darling children managed to accidentally, albeit it was an accident, accidentally spin something around. Something flew off what was being spun, part of the vacuum cleaner, I believe, and hit the screen, and you can guess what happened next. Now, anybody that knows me knows that I can lose it, like the best of them. And I think it was lucky that I found out about this incident whilst I was perusing the aisles of the local Lidl supermarket. But you receive a phone call. You receive a phone call that says, "Daddy, Delilah's broken the TV." Oh, dear me. I quite possibly would have lost it had I been here when it happened, but I wasn't. And it gave me time to reflect. And I think that's important. Definitely important that I had that time to reflect. And actually, frankly, at the end of the day, it's just a TV. And I'm not going to get hung up about material possessions. Yes, it cost money. But at the end of the day, it wasn't one of my children that had got broken. And it could have been, couldn't it? It could have been a family heirloom. It could have been the pewter Sherman tank that was my granddad's that he left me. That could have got broken. It's a damn sight difficult thing to break because it's solid pewter, but you get what I'm saying. There's no sentimental value of a TV. Unfortunately, I did have the extended warranty that covers accidental damage. So actually, all's well that ends well. And that's not really my point. My point is, I've got to stop losing my shit. And I'm quite proud of myself for not losing my shit about this. It felt good to use a normal level of voice whilst disciplining the child that had broken the TV. Shouting wouldn't have made that telling off any more of a telling off. She knew full well that she was in bother. 24 hours later, I'm totally chilled about it. I've actually got a temporary TV that I've borrowed. It's massive, much bigger than one we had, and looks way out of place in the living room. In fact, what it's told me that actually I chose the right size TV when we replaced our old one. We didn't go bigger. Very good choice, because we've got a much bigger one now on loan and it's way too big for the living room. Anyway, that's my ramble. This is my introduction to podcasting and I can't say when the next one will be. I need to think of something to talk about. At the moment, I don't know what that's going to be, but I will be back. I will be back and there will be another Yorkshire Dad podcast. So for now, I'm going to say thank you for listening and I hope to see you. No, I'm not going to see you again. That's vlog mode. I hope to... Oh, I can't see you. I can't hear you. I hope to be back soon where you can listen to my dulcet tones, my Yorkshire tones, my all right, love. How's ta doing? That kind of tone. Anyway, I've rambled along. Nearly been talking for 5 minutes. I'm going to clock off and I'll say, see you next time. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Yorkshire Dad of Four. Visit theyorkshiredad.com for more information. The Yorkshire Dad is available on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, all at Yorkshire Dad of Four, with the number 4. See you next time.